I'm Bruce Allen, and you're listening to The Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view about family issues and more. But it's from the point of view of a man, a dad, or as I like to describe myself, a layman expert. Dads are the new moms and the new hot space, so my show is a terrific alternative to the typical Mr. Fix-It and all the politics talk commonly heard on the weekends. The program is based on my internationally syndicated column, which appears in over 100 papers and websites. My Dad's Point of View Facebook page has thousands of members, moms and dads from over 35 countries, and our listeners follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. Regular segments include The Men's Room with men's expert Wayne Levine, Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, and Single Parent Dating with the cyber dating expert Julie Spira. My columns are the inspiration and thread for each show and segment. Please keep listening and you'll hear a few excerpts from the program. We're confident that The Bruce Allen Show will become appointment-based listening for your audience and a strong advertising magnet for your advertisers.
Daddy, daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back.
Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. It's Father's Day. I put out an invitation to everybody that listens and reads my columns to send in tributes to their fathers. And I was very surprised. I got lots of responses from people that basically said my dad was a jerk. My dad wasn't there for me. And I have nothing I want to say positive about my father.
That's a real important piece of the work that we do with the men.
Is it really forgiveness, or is it more lessons to be learned? Because I think you can not forgive an abusive person, but you can take the lessons that they gave you and still wish it had been different.
If I listened.
Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Today we are talking about mixing religions in families. I imagine you must have quite a few members of your church that are mixed religions, and I'd love to just open the topic to you to get started.
Really loved your column, Bruce. I think not only for you to speak from your heart and your experience, you've really thought a lot about this topic.
The point of my column was that I came from one place and I ended up going to another. I was more of a believer that you do not bring both religions.
Yep.
Why have I always resisted this?
If you wanna be, have a mother, so your life.
Our next segment is single parent dating, and I'm happy to report that we have Julie Spira back with us this week, our cyber dating expert for our show about online dating. You brought up something at the end of the last segment, Julie, that I think is worth spending a little time before we get into our next subject, which is the notion of online dating safety, especially as it regards women. Women, I think, pick up on things that men might be not aware of because a man can be distracted by a woman's looks, whereas a woman gets past that sort of thing pretty quickly.
A woman's intuition is oh so powerful.
And so if your intuition is saying run, get going, put on the sneakers and start.
Run and don't look back.
What's the matter, you?
Back in the day when everybody was discovering new music from all the free downloads that were available, I was all over the place. Along the way, I discovered this amazing comedy group called Da Vinci's Notebook, and I am totally copying and trying to impersonate their beautiful rendition of what they call Bob Dylan falling down a well. I'm falling down a well. Today's show is inspired by a relationship I developed with a school in Agana Swedru, Ghana, in Africa. I involved my family, and we put together a lot of books that we thought would be appropriate. And my son came into my office. As we sorted through the books, he looks up at me and he says something to the effect, you know, Dad, what you're doing is really good. To which I immediately replied, no, what we are doing is really good. Today's subject is about addiction, and primarily as it applies to teenagers, though of course addiction is something that affects just about everybody. And what my son has actually told me is he is avoiding some parties nowadays because it is so prevalent that he just feels awkward because he doesn't want to participate. Friends are a complicated issue, and I realize there are friends that we have that we've lost touch with. And we may have been upset with them for some reason or another, or they did something, or we argued. And I bet you most of the time, if you think about that friend that you're not in touch with, you can't even remember why. So I'm going to ask you to call that friend that you haven't called and that you don't even remember why you haven't called, or don't stand on ceremony with someone who hasn't called you back. Just call them again. If you can't call them, send them an email, but do something. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be.
Bruce Allen, the dad one of you. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen.